Okay, we're discussing Tumas HaTehaim. This Tumah, we have a special glimmer that a Tumah that no one was aware of that it existed, is by Korban Pesach, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that it no longer is an issue. And then we said there's an exception only regarding Tumas Meis and not regarding others. So we want to know what are we trying to exclude. So we're saying Tumas Ziva. That a Tumas Ziva, if you're not sure if you're going to see again later today or not, that's like a Tumas HaTehaim. And it does not in any way exempt you. So we said that L'chayda, maybe this is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that you're potter from Pesach Sheni. Why you're potter from Pesach Sheni? Not because he believes that Tumas HaTehaim makes it mutter, but because he holds that's Mekan Lahaba. He says that whenever you see the second time, it starts counting from then, not earlier. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? But Tanya, four lines from the top, the Pe'alav and Alav. Didn't we learn Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, Zov Baal Shtei Diyos. If a Zov saw twice, if you saw 2 days in a row, then you have to wait. If you see 3 days in a row, then you count 7 days, and you bring a carbon. If you saw twice, shechtu yishechte, and you have to count 7 clean days. Yishechte v'zorku olav b'shvi shalai, and you sprayed on the 7th day, which he waits until the night, and he's totally tired. You don't have to wait for 5 days for a carbon. That's only if you saw 3 consecutive days. But what happened with v'achachro? You saw likewise shemeres yengel yemon. You saw 1 day, and you have to just wait 1 other day to see any more discharges. Shechtu. In the meantime, while you were tired, you shechted v'zorku olav, and they sprayed the blood for you. On the 2nd day, after they brought the Korban Pesach, that's when you saw Hari Elu Metamin Mishkan Moishel Mafreya. It says clearly here that everything that he touched or he sat on prior to that and between the first and second sighting is Tomei retrospectively. So we see if we hear now, well, it's not Mekan Lahaba from that one, it's retrospective. And yet, the Ptudim Elazar Pesach Sheni, he potter from making a Pesach Sheni. Why he potter making a Pesach Sheni? Must be only one possible reason. Because at the time, you were at Tumas HaTehaim, you didn't know you were going to see Tumas. It's a special dispensation that there's no Tumas HaTehaim, but Korban Pesach. Amri, we say no raya whatsoever. Really, it's Mekan Lahaba, and that's why Pesach Sheni, you don't have to bring another carbon, because at the time you were totally tired. Why did it say Yemetami Mishke Moshe Lamafreya? Maile Mafreya Medirabon, it's only a Chumra Medirabon. In fact, for Afra Rabbi Ishi, so Rabbi Ishi also thinks Metami Lamafreya is only Medirabon. This concept that Yemekan Lahaba and that it's Lamafreya is only Rabbon, we already find a priest in Rabbi Ishi said it. Where did he say it? The Tanil and the Brahis, Rabbi Ishi, Rabbi Ishi said, Aval Zob, but a male Zob, Shirob, Bishvili, Shalom. He also has to wait 7 days, and he saw on the 7th day. So he says, Shalafon, if he has to start counting all over again, and he cancels all his previous clean days. Omelet, Rabbi Yechina said, no. Lo yister el yemer. Rabbi Yechina says, you only go back 1 day. Ask the Gemara, what's the logic in Rabbi Yechina? Memanashech. Ika savala mafreya humetame, that if he saw now as a rai that you never were clean, so they should go back all the 7 days. Why are you only canceling 1 day? If you look cool in this, all 7 days should be canceled. And Ika savala mekan labo humetame. And if he believes that, no, it's not retrospective, it's from now on, so why go back at all? Just start from this moment and onwards. Is he aiming amelo? He said, don't even cancel that 1 day. Ella Ema, this is how you're supposed to be Rabbi Yechon, lo yiste ve lo yeme. You don't cancel anything, you don't even cancel his own day. And but Amalei Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yechon, you should know that Rabbi Yossi koi kavosa, Rabbi Yossi holds just like you, that what? That mekan lahaba from now on. How can he say that? But Rabbi Yossi oime metamin mishke moishel mafreya. He clearly says that anything he said on retrospectively also becomes tamei. Ella, you have only one breda. Lav shmamina, you must conclude that metamei le mafreya midrabanan. Metamei retrospective midrabanan. Shmamina is a raya. Says the Gemara, the question we learned to yesterday, according to Rabbi Yossi, it says if you see a second time, it's Mekan Lahaba. How do you ever see 3 consecutive days to become Tummy, or 2 consecutive days to become Tummy for 7 days? Well, Rabbi Yossi has to dummy say Mekan Lahaba. That is, there's a disconnect between what you saw now and what you saw yesterday. Before we get to that, I'm going to ask another question. If according to Rabbi Yossi, says Mekan Lahaba, this is what the Braisa said previously, that this whole idea of to whom is time is only referring to Tomei Meis and not another Tumei Lemutimai. What are you coming to exclude? It can't be coming to exclude Tumei Ziva because you know that Ziva is Mekan Lahaba. There's nothing to exclude. At the time when you shechted the carbon, you were tired, you were takatar. You don't need a Tumei Satayim with a tzitz to enable you to be involved in the carbon. So what does he come to say? So when aren't you included? Which Tumei are we saying is not excluded? It says Tumei Meis and not what? So let's at least resolve from him. According to him, there's no alternative, but you say he's talking about the Kohen. Remember, the original question we had was, what about the Kohen of Shechts? Does it apply to him, this whole idea of the tzitz and the tumas to him? We'll have to say it's referring to the Kohen. And v'hoi sidu loy tumas at time? And the what? That he also taka tumas zivi doesn't have, but tumas atayim of mace he does have. That a kohen also has tumas atayim, and that is exempt. Amri, again, we say this is a big chiddush. We don't have any compelling proof of that. How else did Rabbi Yossi learn? La'ilam, really, we're talking about Bebailim, the original owners, Ube Pesach. And we're talking about Tumasheretz. He said Tumasheretz. Even a Vaday Tumasheretz, he can participate because that night you're tired. No, because he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, somebody holds, Ain Shechdin Vezoikin al Tumasheretz. And a real Tumasheretz, you could not participate. Doesn't matter, tonight it'll be suitable, but right now you're not, so you cannot nominate, you can't be part of it. And therefore, v'itzich lemutei. So even though a vadek shadet you couldn't be included, but a sovik tumas tahaim, you would be. Ella, so you have to exclude that. No, you should know that. But tumas shadet is no tumas tahaim. Now, asking more of the question we asked before, Rabbi Yosi, who says mekal haba zava gemur eich meshkachzla. How can you ever be turned into a full-fledged zava? Answering more of a shifas. You see, 3 consecutive days, non-stop. So there was never a minute that it stopped. Because if it would have stopped, then the new sighting would have been a new Mekan Lahaba. You wouldn't be 3 consecutive days or 2 consecutive days. So Meshefas is constantly flowing. Or Ibo, you say, another way of learning is, Kigoyin Shirosa, you saw Koshnei Ben Hashmashas. You saw Twilight Ben Hashmashas. Rashi explains the whole logic of Rabbi Yosi is that if at the beginning of the day you didn't see, and Mikzah and Gekula is it, that whole day is clean. So if you see later on, it's Mekan Lahaba. But since the beginning of the day, it doesn't start from the morning, it starts from the previous sitting night. The Ben Hashmashas, you saw the entire Ben Hashmashas, then there was no part of Mikzah and Gekula. Tesis argues on this Svodi here because he says that the whole time of seeing is daytime. We don't care what happens at night. Boy, Rabbi Yosi basically had a question. Okay, till now we were discussing Korban Pesach and Korban Nazir. What about a Koyin? Hameratze betamid. What about a Korban Tamid, the communal Korban? Hutr loy tumas atayim loy. We know that we have a concept of tum hutr betzibur by a Korban Tzibur. It says, Mardai, what about tumas atayim? Is it mutter behim or not? Do you have to go search for another Koyin or not? Im timtze loy me Koyin hameratze betkorban asayin. If you're going to argue that a Koyin who's involved in other Kabbanas, let's say a Nazir and Pesach, Hutr loy tumas atayim, for him, tumas atayim is mutter. Koyin hamaratze betami, what would they hold regarding a current tummy? My, what would it be? What's a shayla? Me, I mean, do we say, kig mitir tumas atayim? Well, do we know the whole idea, the notion of tumas atayim that we're lenient is only by a Pesach? Other big carbon tummy, like immediately when it comes to carbon tummy, the communal carbon, we have no limit to say that there's such a concept called tumas atayim. Remember, it's a lachol mishinai. Oydim, or perhaps we say, yaliv tummy be pesach. Once you've established by pesach tumas atayim, that it's mutter, that it's not even a suffix. So then also, we'll say the same thing by carbon tummy. We'll learn one from another. Omar Rabba said, lechede kal v'chayim. Lechede, carbon tummy is easy in the carbon pesach, and if by carbon pesach, carbon tumas atayim is mutter, then surely by carbon tummy. How do you see that a carbon Pesach is more lenient than carbon tummy is more lenient carbon Pesach? Individual who's tummy by carbon Pesach, there's no heter, he has to wait a little bit of sheni. My shein came by carbon tummy. We say they're the kainim of tummy. They're allowed to bring him a tumah. In a place where you are not matter tummy you do, which is carbon Pesach, hutul loy tumah is at time. Yet tumah is at time is mutter carbon Pesach. Mokim shlehutul loy tummy you do over here by carbon tummy. If there's no kainim of tummy, we allowed you a tumah you do. Ain't it then? Surely shlehutul loy tumah time. Surely tumah time should be mutter. Amri, we lay down a rule. Umi dainin and kavuchaymer malacha. When can we learn a kavuchaymer? Only when it's from a pasuk in the Torah. But if it's halacha meshina, you cannot use the kavuchaymer. Rashi actually says in Mor Shabbos that not only kavuchaymer you cannot use. You cannot use any of the 13 midas atayin and the Rashi's men from a halacha meshina. You can only use the 13 midas from something which is written clearly in the Torah. As the Gemara of Tanya, we learned Amar Leir Rabbelezer said to Akiva. Etzem kisa'ida, this whole concept that a bone the size of a lentil, of a barley, is already metame. If you touch it or lift it, it's only halacha mishinai. Revi is dam kalachemer. And a revi is dam is a kalachemer. Rabbi Kiva wants to learn a kalachemer. Madacha revi is dam, which is madacha etzem kisa'ida, which is not metame ba'oil. If you're standing in the same room, it's not become tummy. If you touch it or lift it, you become tummy. So surely a revi is dam, which is metame oil. Surely if you touch or lift it, you become tummy. Rabbi Shmuel said to him, look, this whole idea of revi is dam is only halacha. But ain't done in the metame boil. But ain't done in kavachem halacha. Even though you have a valid kavachem, a sound kavachem, you cannot use a kavachem to learn from halacha. So we see from here the principle you cannot learn kavachem halacha. So how can you extend to learn tamid from Korban Pesach via kavachem when the whole din by Korban Pesach is only a halacha that tumas daim is mutas halacha? El Amar Rav says, Rav, you know how you learn out? Zeh Shavu. Yal, if you learn out, Moyadoy mit Pesach. Learn Moyadoy from Pesach. Which is a very difficult Gemara, because with the same reason why you don't learn a Kavachemer, neither do you learn a Zeh Shavu. from a halacha Moshe Sinai. So what's he saying over here? You learn out Moedim, Moedim, and Pesach. And Achareim try to deal with that. Before the Gemara decided that a Tumas HaTayim is only Lacha Mishinah, first the Gemara attempt was to actually find a pasuk in the Torah that teaches you the concept that only a Vadet Tumas Metami Bakorn Pesach HaNozir, not a Safi, not a Tumas HaTayim. Omar Abelezer, Abelezer says, Omar Krabai Nozir, there's a pasuk where it says, V'chi Yomus Meis Olav, only if somebody dies, Olav on him, that he's aware of it, B'mechovedas Olav, that it has to be crystal clear to him, that this person died, but if it's Tumas HaTayim, it doesn't work, because it's not 100% clear. So Ashkan, all we know is by Nozir, a pasuk in the Torah by Nozir, that Tumas HaTayim is Namatame, you need a Vada Tuma. What about Oysa Pesach? If somebody's making a Korn Pesach, how does he know also has to be a Vada Tuma? Across another pasuk. It says in the pasuk, it says that if a person is a Tumi Nefesh, Oy Bederech Rechayke Lachem, or in a disrobe lachem, a road that you realize that you're far away. Again, mechares lachem. It has to be aware. You have to be aware that you're far away. Rabshim malakish aman. You don't have to stress the word lachem. Just the word kederech a road. Ma dederech begoli road is apparent to everybody else. Aftu menami begoli. When is tummy a problem? Because the pasuk starts off yitam lenefesh oy bederech chayke. So we're comparing tumah to derech chayke. So derech chayke is derech. Everybody's aware. So to tumah is only a problem if everybody's aware of this tumah. Makes the last question we learned in Ebraisa. So right now the one of the things is in the pasuk learned. What's the definition of a Tumas HaTayim? Kol Shaloi Hikibo Echad B'Seifa Eilam. Nobody in the whole world is aware this exists. Hikibo Echad B'Seifa Eilam. There's one person anywhere in the world that knows that the dead body is lying here. Ain't that Tumas HaTayim? It is not a Tumas HaTayim. Now we're going to go through each one. Let Abelezer Dama Mechavetis Olav. Abelezer said that it has to be what from the word Nazir we learn out that why Kiyom is Meis Olav, that he has to be aware of it. Nu Adi Yeduhu, that L'Chayit, it can be a lot of people out there in the world know, but if you person don't know about it, that's enough to be potter. And yet the Braisa clearly says that traditionally he can by echad, that closely he by echad, not one person who will know. So it can't be that's the pasuk. It says to you, at least two people have to know. Adi yede batrein too. Over here it says even one person somewhere ekveld knew about it is sufficient to turn it no longer to a time. Obviously we don't learn from that pasuk. Rav Shimon Lokidama kederech agarod adi yede kulam. This has to be very apparent that everyone knows, not just one person somewhere ekveld. You're right, there's no pasuk for us. The pasuk is only a smachta. Taisa already asked, how is it possible if it's a grave of a cinnamon? Amama, we learned by Amama, by Ravashi, when do we say that Tumas HaTayim is mutter? After you spray the blood, you found out, you became aware there was a dead body there. At the time when you sprayed it correctly, not knowing, not being aware there was a body there. If you were aware before, no longer it works. Meitzel asks the question, if you found a dead body lying across the width of the road, in other words, when you're walking down the road, so it's impossible that you're not going to cross over it. It says by another Pesach, which means, sounds like even afterward, go ahead and spray. And you just say that only works if it happened, if you only found that after the event. And here it says, you can do whatever you want. Don't say noidu lachzik. You don't have to say he found it after the zika. That's when it's all right. Who the meratze? That's when it's appeasing. I will noidu lachzik. But if you found that before you did a zika, that was a dead body there that you weren't aware of. Loy meratze. No, I feel noidu lachzik meratze. Even if you knew it before you sprayed it, as long as you found that after you shechted, as Tosfos explains, if you knew before you shechted, you shouldn't have started. But once you started the korban l'shchita, even though then you found out it was a tumas HaTayim, you can go ahead and spray. Absolutely no problem whatsoever. That's the tumas HaTayim.
So what's the difference between the sophic and the tumas HaTayim, for instance, when you've got two parts and you know that there's a difference?
It depends on Shazaram Shazayach. Here we don't care. Shazaram Shazayach makes no difference. There's no tumah here at all. Not altogether sophic. There is no tumah. By Korn Pesach and by...
No, but I'm saying just generally...
I'm telling you. It depends. It depends if you're both asking at the same time and not asking at the same time. Depends if you're asking about yourself and your friend, only about yourself. It makes absolutely no difference. Let's analyze it. You found a dead body lying across the width of the road. If it's inevitable that you crossed over it. But let's say it's a suffix because the body took up 80% of the width of the road. It could very well be that you walked alongside it. And if it's in Shusarabim, we have a rule, as Moshe just said, that suffix tumor Shusarabim is tired. We learn from Saita. Only it is Shusarabim, but Shusarabim is tired. So after tumor tired. When do we say that you're tumor, you should mulch? Showing you found the body complete. Aval meshubur mefayd. If you found the body broken in pieces, then toyed. Another suffix. Maybe you could walk between the bones. You toyed. Shemin aprokim offer. Ubekeve, but if you found the body in a dead in a cave, in a graveside, I feel the body's broken up and not taking up the whole space. Tummy, your tummy. Now why? Everything inside the cave combines to become tummy. And we're talking about a taste in other places that is less than a tefach between the lid and the body, so therefore the tumor spreads throughout the entire. If this is more than a tefach, so it spreads. Okay, one second, further. Taste already asked, how is it possible then to have a tumas atayim? Who buried the body there? We just said before that the idea of a tumas atayim is that no one in the whole world, ad saif oil, knows about it. Whoever buried him knows about it.
He was buried there years ago.
Doesn't matter. Somebody still knows about it. Doesn't matter if the guy's still alive. Doesn't matter anyway, the guy still has to be alive.
But so Taser,
who cares? I feel but safer Eilam, which means he'll never meet him.
But if the guy's dead, then
there's so he's still safer Eilam somewhere. So Taser answers is talking about a case where maybe they dug a grave, they dug a hole, but they never buried anybody, and then somebody was walking down the street and fell into it and died, and then another wind came and blew the sand over it and covered him over with a lid. And therefore, nobody buried the guy, nobody's aware that this guy was ever buried there. That's how we can have a cave at a time. So
if that happened, then how would you even know that there's a suffering? Unless somebody would dug
it. It's actually explained in the Mishnah. I remember in a place where, and we're seeing one in a second here as well, in a place where, generally speaking, nobody would know about it, as you can tell. If it's under the steps, you should know. But if it's deep down the ground, we'll say that nobody knows. It says right here.
But I'm saying, for the, in other words, if these circumstances the Tosfos describes, there was a hole there.
It looks like it was ad hoc. Doesn't look like it was planned because the sand is not even or whatever.
There's no sign whatsoever.
It was human intervention.
The only way that you'd ever know that this topic is ever a reason is because somebody's dug up.
We're talking about afterwards. You found out. Yeah, we're talking about afterwards. I met him when all this said how you on my foot, so it's possible you walked around it and circumvented it. Avol the tone of you being lifted a ruch of riding tamil. If you're going by foot, it's quite possible you didn't touch it, you didn't go over it, step over it. Avol tone a ruch of oil. But if you're going in, if you've been carrying anything else, it's possible that you didn't step go right over it. Met Ramori in betumas atayim. Avol betumi you do a tamil. This all tumas atayim, you're not aware of it, but tumi do a tamil. Beezi tumas atayim. What's the difference between atayim? Kol shloihikibah echad b'seifa. Not a person in the world is aware of it. Avol hikibah echad b'seifa elam ein zet tumas atayim. There's one person aware. There's no longer tumas atayim. Halacha Moshe Sinai. Matsu tamil. If he found them buried b'teva in the straw, buffer and sand and pebbles, had a tumas atayim. It looks like he just happened to be there. If he found them b'mayim in the water of a fair doctor, b'kikas slaim in the clefts of a rock. Ain't that tumas atayim? It was put there, and somebody was put there. Then there's no long tumas atayim. Lo amru tumas atayim el lemeitz bavad. And this concept of tumas atayim is only regarding a meitz, and not what? That was the whole discussion we had yesterday and early today, as to what we're excluding: is it tumas sheretz or we're excluding tumas ziva? Says the Mishnah, nitma sholem, if the entire Korban Pesach became tamei, aruba, the majority of Korban Pesach, sofin, oisei, generally you can eat in whole yishlam, so you can burn whatever you want, but here we insist that you burn it, lift that bida in front of the bida. The bida is a machlekes, and the bida was a special place on Harabais, or the entire Harabais, or the entire base of Midrash is called the bida. Me'atze merach, and you're supposed to use the wood from the mezbech itself. We want you to do this to shame you there, because you didn't take care of your Korban properly, so everybody in the base of Midrash can see. Nitum meyuti, if only a part of the Korban Pesach became tamei, or v'hanois and leftovers, you can burn it. So if anois is bechatzir hasein, anywhere in your shrine where you are, in your courtyard, oy agag hasein on the roof, but don't bring the wood from the mizbech, because you might then end any leftover wood you might use to be over mila. But ma'atzei atzman, bring your own wood. Hatzikni and the stingy ones, sofen oisa lipna bida. We want to help them out. We want to make sure they do the right thing. So we say, you know what? You can do it from the bida and use our wood. We don't want you to take the wood home, but you can use our wood. Rashi, the Mishnah, nitma sholim, arubi sofen bida. Kol amidosh kule, kod bida. The entire base of Midrash, so not the Temple Mount, but the base of Midrash itself is called bida. We're going to explain why we insist this. Nitma biyuta v'chein. The stingy ones claim shein tzari ein. They're very stingy. Soifen oisen es maat shemitame v'sanoisen. The little bit of can't tell me what the leftover. So the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? You know why we insist you do it in front of the base of Midrash? Embarrass them. Let everyone see that they didn't take care of the carbon. So you're right. A little part of your carbon became tamei. But I mean, we asked a question. We learned before. You left your shalim. Viniski, you remember she yesh biyodib sakodesh. You left your shalim, and you remember suddenly you have a hand in your hand. You have flesh of kodesh, but knows you're a yotze. You're over now by taking it outside. What do you do with it? So we said it depends. Im avat soif. If you pass this place, we can no longer see shalim. Then soif and can you burn where you are? Vim lav not choizid the soif lifnei habila me'atzim. We tell you to go back. Rashi. We learn that whatever you ate it, that's where you burn it. By the way, that's where you should burn it. Wherever you ate it, that's where you should burn it. But over here, we tell you, if you close, you got to go back. What do you tell me that only if the entire animal but a meat, you could burn wherever you are? He says, clearly, if you didn't pass this place called Saifim, even though a small part, you go back to the base of meat, you burn it there. So we answer, no kasha, like kasha. Come back, son. If you're a guest, you don't have wood of your own, we tell you go back to the base of Midish. Come back, you have your own house, tell you burn in your own place, wherever you are. Rashi, come back, son. You have no wood, so for me, atzimarocha, you use the wood in marocha, umasnisim balabais. And the mishnah balabais, you burn it wherever you are, balabais. But if you're a ksanya, you don't have your own wood, you got to, and once you use the wood in marocha, we want you to burn it next to the base of Midish. Talking about right there, Papa says, Hava, Baksaya, no, you're a guest. Can't you herzig bederach? Once you started traveling already, we don't ask you to go back to the base of Midrash, you bring wherever you are. Can't you loy herzig bederach? You haven't started traveling and you don't have your own wood, go back to the base of Midrash. Rashi's herzig bederach. Loy hitichu lachzar alates and go and find wood. Kiriktani, it says, the chemish yotza alma beherzig bederach kinnens. If you already started traveling and we don't want you to carry wood, you say, we go back to the base of Midrash and do it there. If you didn't start traveling, go find your own wood. Rabbi Zvida Amar Zigi, the third answer, La Olam Kedami Kadis, La Chachila, different Balbais and a guest. Kan Beksanoi, Kan Balbais. But Av Gav the Lord, who's the Hebrew, they didn't start traveling yet, so Lachay, you should have your own wood. Aksanoi, a guest. Kivin the Lesla, you don't have your own wood. Asu Kitsikin will treat you like wild, like one of these stingy people. The Tanab, we learned clearly in this Mishnah, Hatziknin, Soifin, Oysel, Livnabe, the stingy ones, they burn it right in front of the base of Midrash. And since you're using the wood base of Midrash, we don't want you to go too far. B'shvila hanas ma'atzimarach, you want to have a benefit from ma'atzimarach. Question will never. I'm going to try to explain the difference in Rabbi Zvid in the first answer. Rashi, Rabbi Zvid, Kirab Chama, is he arguing? Just explaining. Kirab Chama, Mukin Law, like Rabbi Chama, Vadir Papa Polig. He's arguing, he's learning like Rabbi Chama, and he's arguing a Papa. That Papa made a difference within Aksanoi if you're far or not far. He said, we're going to have a Chilu in Aksanoi or a Balabais. But you have time in the Milsa. Going to Rashi, just explaining to Rav Chama. He's explaining to Rav Chama, the Kivan, the Leslie Aitzen. The reason why you're a guest, you don't have your own wood, so you're going to have to use wood to make a Migdash. We want you to burn us, call it Pasa as a Migdash. Shama Sukhitik, we treat you like one, like the stingy ones. But Herzig, Bedera, the Tani Maslisin. Why do you mean he started traveling? Lashmin and Chazor and Okla. Tell you that even so, you go back. Lemishim Aitzen wood. Who didn't Leslie? Because guarding the wood makes so different, you start traveling out. The Chidish, even though you start traveling, you got to go back to the base of Migdash if you're using the wood from the Arach. 15 tomorrow, Mitzvah.